Out on the lake, Letho was keeping the coracles chasing after him, making sure they held to the left shore, where he knew they would not come into contact with the escaping slaves. Grudel was shouting orders to his coracle crews from the shore.
Don't throw those spears, idiots! Hold on to them and try to stab him! You guards with bows, don't go shooting at shadows! Try to get a clear target! Do you hear me?
What they did not know was that there were now 8 otters in the water, not just one. They began popping up in different places, taking turns at mocking the cat guards.
Hi there, Scruffy Whiskers! I'm over here!
You don't want him, Fish Brain! I'm the one you're looking for!
Belady! I'm the shell hound, not Dutton!
Water sloshed over the sides of the flimsy craft as they wallowed about in the dark lake. Guards wobbled to keep their balance as they hurled spears and fired arrows willy-nilly, completely ignoring the Scorcat's orders as they sought to silence their foes. Grudel was hopping and leaping about in the shallows, ranting hoarsely.
You bungling mudheads! They're making fools of you!
Atunra came hurrying from the pier with Rigu's latest order.
Lord Felis says you must break off searching for Shellhound. Call those boats in immediately. We need every beast on the bucket line.
Cat guards are passing buckets, jugs, bowls and pails, paw to paw, in a line which stretched from the pier end to the fortress. Water hissed and sizzled as they threw it on the flames around the base of the fortress. The guards in the coracles had been lured a fair way out onto the lake. They were only too glad when they heard the Scorcat yelling for them to return to shore. Letho surfaced and almost bumped heads with Colin. The big fellow was grinning from ear to ear.
Felis ain't holding prisoners no more, bucko. Our crew's got him well away and safe. What now?
The outlaw nodded toward the retreating coracles.
Let's teach a few of those landlubbers a lesson.
Big Colin shot them a scornful glance.
My babes make a better shape at rowing than that lot.
Only 3 vessels made it to the safety of land. Between them, the 2 otters overturned the other 3. Yowls, splashes and splutters of cats rent the night air as they were tipped into the water. Letho and Colin swam smoothly off, satisfied that their plan to free their otter friends had succeeded. The last craft that the otters had tipped upside down was the one containing Jifra and Petru. Both cats went under immediately, but Petru was the first to surface. He hauled himself up onto the hull of the coracle and grabbed a paddle from the water. He had made scarcely a stroke shoreward when the vessel lurched perilously over to one side. Jifra had a tight hold of it, digging his claws into the birch bark covering as he strove wildly to pull himself aboard. He was in a mad panic, choking and spluttering between mouthfuls of water.
Help me! Help! Don't let me drown, Petru!
Petru glanced around at the other survivors. They were all floundering toward land, oblivious to what was going on behind them. Petru bared his fangs as he brought the paddle down twice as hard as he could, the first time on Jifra's paws, the second on Jifra's head. Throwing the paddle away, Petru flattened himself on the upturned hull, staring into the dark waters that Jifra had disappeared under. Then he began paddling landward with his paws, crying out pitifully,
Jifra, where are you? Has any beast seen my poor brother?
Rigu Felis had spoken truly when he said that one day his son would become a dangerous beast.